Many people have had difficulty getting properly enrolled in Medicare Part D or have been confused by the many options offered under the program. Wisconsin Coalition of Aging Groups spokesperson Mary Jorgensen says most U.S. seniors who don't enroll in the Medicare drug program by May 15th face a financial penalty if they later decide to. But Jorgensen says Wisconsin residents who enroll in the state's senior care plan won't face a penalty if they change their minds and join later. She says that's because the federal government has approved senior care as an alternative.
Senior care will cost you $30 a year. And that would take us into 2007, and we're hopeful that by then there will be some major changes that have taken place.
Jorgensen says the coalition hopes by next year deadlines will have been eliminated and the federal government will have simplified and standardized the Medicare drug program. Meanwhile, a spokesperson for the state's Health and Family Services Department says she's heard several aging groups counsel seniors to look into senior care first. And Stephanie Marquis says the program is better for many.
Right now, we've seen the largest enrollment that we've ever had in the program since it began. And we do think a lot of that is attributable to Medicare Part D and the problems that people have experienced, or the fact that when they're choosing between options in Medicare Part D and senior care, a lot of them are finding that senior care is the better benefit for them.
Marquis says as of late January, nearly 94,000 Wisconsin people had enrolled in senior care. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.